council meeting the 21st of May at 3:30 p.m. Record of attendance, everyone is here, no apologies. Any leave of absence? No, we'll ask that amount. No approved leave of absence anyway. No apologies. And okay. Item 3, public question time, there are no public here. 4 is petitions, deputations, is none. 5, requests for leave of absence. Does anybody have any formal request for leave of absence? No? Okay. And item 6 is disclosure of interest. Are there any disclosures of interest in today's items? No? Okay. 7, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. The ordinary council 7.1 is ordinary council meeting minutes 16th of April 2026. The recommendation is that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 16th April 2026 be confirmed as true and correct. May I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Hanson. Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Cowan. Can I show hands of those in favour of accepting? Thank you. That's carried 6-0. Announcements by the presiding member without discussion. Have any announcements? Reception. Item 9 is reception minutes and recommendations of committee. We had the Welga 9.1 Welga Central Country Zone meeting on 17th of April. This is just for your noting. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Latham. And a seconder, please, for that. Councillor Hanson, thank you. Can I have a show of hands in favour of accepting those minutes? Thank you. Carried 6-0. Councillor reports 10.1, my meetings. There's a couple missing from there, but you can have those next time. 10.2, 10.3, 10.4. Thank you.
Mr. Through the Chair, I've put in the meetings as at when I send the agenda out. So there were a few meetings Monday this week, for example, and later in the week that are not captured here. We'll just capture them in next month.
Yep.
I'll just start from that date onwards.
But like previous?
Yeah.
Like new forum and stuff?
Yeah. I'll capture them in next month.
Yeah.
I just captured it when I sent the agenda out. So we'll just capture it in next month. The new forum, yeah.
Okay, so item 11 is the corporate services reports. And this, the officer recommendation is that council receive the financial report presented for the period ending 30th of April 2026. I have a mover, please, for that. Councillor Latham, and a seconder, Councillor Cowan, thank you. Any comment on it? Do we need to pass it first?
Well, you moved and seconded. So
yes.
The mover, can you want to speak to the motion?
Yeah.
Seconder wants to speak to it.
Councillor Latham, hold on.
Anyone want to speak against it?
It's Councillor Thompson. Don't speak against it. I just wanted to clarify in the list of accounts for payments for 2026, there's an invoice from. For payment to the Wandering Campout weekend regarding merch sales. Let's get clarification if that's all.
Sorry, to the Chair, can I just... That's next agenda item.
Is it?
11.2, so we just turn 11.1. Yeah. So we'll just do the voting.
Disregard, my apologies. Anyway. That's
all right. It's confusing sometimes. Okay, so can we have a show of hands of those in favour? There's nobody's against it. Thank you. And so that's carried 6-0. So the next item...
So let's open that to watch it.
Get down to it. Okay, 11.2, payment listing. So the officer recommendation for that is that council receive a list of payments totaling $720,533.57 for the month ending 30th of April 2026 as presented. Can I have a mover for that, please? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. And a seconder, please, for that. Thank you, Councillor Latham. Now, Did you want to ask a question? Councillor Thompson?
Yes, so the minister, I'd just like to clarify, so invoice 0074 going merch sales, I'm wondering about that weekend.
Yes.
Quick clarification on what that was for. Or?
Sure. So to the chair, so the campout weekend, as do a couple of other retailers, use the CRC as a base to sell their merchandise. We get a sort of a bit of a cover charge on top of that for hosting and housing their wares, if you may. And so that is to give them that money back from what their sales of merchandise were.
Right, awesome. Thank you. Let's see, yeah. Sorry, further to that, 38850, City of Kalamunda, and AP4375, both planning services. Mm-hmm. Is that a separate fees or was that a duplicitous?
So it would have been for separate fees to the chair. As we know, we use City of Kalamunda for the planning advice because we don't have an officer in-house that provides that for us. Mm-hmm. It's a standard fee for a standard service. So sometimes if things are more complicated, you get a larger invoice, but they were both sort of standard items, so they've charged us the
what
same.
What was the second one?
So there's building and planning services from City of Kalamunda, and there's also town planning services from Altus Planning.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It was just, yeah, I just wasn't aware that we were using City of Kalamunda.
Yeah, so yes. We alternate
between the two. Okay. Nothing further, Madam President.
Okay. Any other, if there's no other questions?
Can I have moved and seconded. You just go to the vote, please.
Yes, can I have the vote, please? Show of hands of those in favour of passing those. Thank you. That's carried 6-0.
Sorry, to the chair, before we move on, I'll just acknowledge Councillor Price did raise some questions as well,
yes.
Just for the sake of the voice recording. Councillor Price has raised some questions around some of the payments which we have responded to, and I'm assuming Councillor Price is okay with the responses.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That's really good, so that is a point. Okay, item 12 is Planning and Technical Services Report. 12.1 is the Bushfire Advisory Committee AGM, April 2026.
So to the chair, the Bushfire Committee has, the Bushfire Advisory Committee has an AGM every year around this time. Similar thing would have happened last year for those of you on council. What the AGM is about re-electing all the office bearers in our four wandering bushfire brigades. So your chief bushfire control officer, deputy chief control officer, and the captains of each of the four brigades, along with positions such as secretariat in the brigades that have them. It also, there's a nomination of the Harvest and Vehicle Committee, the Clover Burning Officers, the Dual Fire Control Officers, the fire control officers that are shared with the surrounding shires, and delegates to attend two meetings, one which is the Regional Operational Advisory Committee, or the ROAC, and the other is the LEMC, which is the Local Emergency Management Committee. So this would have gone, this has gone rather to the AGM, and the representatives of that committee have moved and seconded the nominations, but then it ultimately has to come to council to accept those nominations. That's why it's here.
So the officer recommendation, as you can read, that council, number one, rescind all other Bushfire Act appointments previously made. Two, pursuant to section 38 of the Bushfires Act 1954, approve the appointment of the Chief Bushfire Control Officer, Deputy Chief Bushfire Control Officer, Bushfire Brigade Captains, and Bushfire Brigade for Fire Control Officers. Item 3, pursuant to Section 38 of Bushfires Act 1954, approve the nominations of the Dual Fire Control Officers. 4, approve the delegates to the Upper Great Southern Regional Operational Advisory Committee and Local Emergency Management Committee. 5, cause notice of the Bushfire Control Officer appointments to be published in the EPO, Shire's website and public notice boards. 6, approves the publishing of the Bushfire Notice 2026-2027. Now, I'm not going to read out all of the...
No, you don't need to read out the thing. It's just to the chair as well. So that last dot point there, the bushfire notice, as you're aware, that goes out to all ratepayers, so they're aware of, you know, what they can and can't do at what times of the year and what are the numbers to get things like, you know, the fire approval, burning permits, and the rest of it is what is going out, and that's one of the attachments there that was there provided.
So there have been some changes which the CEO recommended, which were looked at and approved, and another change since then, so that'll come out. So, okay.
There's a bit more detail to the chair. There's a bit more detail in the bushfire notice than what we've had previously. We used to try and get it in a sort of a leaflet format so we could fold it and put it in an envelope. And my view on that is we shouldn't be trying to shove the information into that thing to meet that requirement. We shouldn't have the bushfire notice having the information that's pertinent and relevant, more so than trying to cut stuff out to fit it in a format that it fits in the pages so it folds up. One of the other things as well is we weren't very clear on our bushfire notice, in my opinion, as to what happens when you see a fire. Most of the bushfire notices clearly state, and our newer version does, is when you see a fire, call 000. The first page of our old notice had the bushfire control officer's mobile number and the captain's mobile number, so people were calling them when they saw a fire in the first instance, thinking that was the protocol, and it's not. There was also not enough clarity around some of the other requirements for larger landowners and for things like campfires and the rest of it and what you can and can't do. So there's a bit more clarity. And it's also slightly larger font because it's not, we're not trying to squish it into something that needs to be folded in. So it's easier for some of the older ratepayers who have in the past given feedback to us that they can't read the bushfire notice because it's that tiny print. Because like I said, we're trying to shove stuff into a format because it fits in an envelope and really... we don't need to.
Okay. So, we need...
So, how's it being communicated now to ratepayers? As opposed to the leaflet that you shoved in the rate notice?
So, it will go in the rate notice. We'll fold it, but it's still an A4 page, yep. But it won't be this nice leaflet that opens out. It'll still be two A4 pages that are folded and go in an envelope.
Right.
It will also be on our website, it'll be on our Facebook, will be in all the locations of the fire brigades. Available.
Right, so it's still going in the same envelope?
Yes. It'll go into the Echo as well. Go in the Echo as well.
It's just in an easier to read format and a lot more pertinent information now. So, any other questions about that?
Councillor Cowan, it was in that earlier format because it was posted out for the rates notices in a physical.
It still
format.
Will be.
Yeah.
Still the case, yeah.
Yeah. We have a mover and a second. Okay, go ahead. We go, Councillor Latham, seconder. Thank you, Councillor Thompson. If there are no further questions, do you want to, either of you want to speak to that? No?
No, happy with that, Councillor.
All right, can I have a show of hands of those in favour of accepting that minutes? Thank you, that's carried 6-0. And you can read those minutes if you want to. Okay.
On the fire mitigation, etc., within our shire, Councillor Price, what are we doing about plantations? Is there anything physical that we've changed? We've got a plantation on our northern end that's
prime.
We're ready to go. Are we going to enforce some of these fire breaks and make them keep up their local laws? Or
so through the chair, the bushfire risk management plan is more so around a plan the shire has to control burn areas that we know are risk that either the shire owns or landowners own. And putting money aside from the money we get from DFS to cover the cost of that. The enforcing of the, the fire breaks and the rest will be part of the earlier agenda item, which is the bushfire notice.
That's where I was still
going. Put that in as a, that needs to be looked at. But pretty good to look at it. Well, needs to. 12.2 is the Shire Warning Bushfire Risk Management Plan 2026-2028.
So, to the chair, this came to council a couple of months ago in the planning forum. So this document has to go through DFES to get approval as part of the process. But prior to that, I did bring it to council just to make sure you were happy with it. It has gone to DFES and got approval from their chief. And so it's now come back to council to accept the plan as it stands and also outlines the funding and all the rest of it for that period.
Okay, so the officer recommendation is that council endorses the Shire Wandering Bushfire Risk Management Plan 2026-2028. Can I please have a mover for that? Thank you, Councillor Cowan. Seconder, please. Councillor Hanson, thank you. Do either of you want to speak to the motion? Councillor Cowan, you're the mover. No? Councillor Hanson? No? Can I have a show of hands? Those are all in favour. Thank you very much. Six carried, 6-0. A lot of detail in there. If you hopefully read some of that, it's really okay. 12.3. It's a request to modify the building envelope of Lot 102, number 275, O'Connor Road Wandering. Do you want to give any background on this, CEO?
Sure. So, through the chair, as the information is there in the agenda item and the attachments, a pretty sort of a clear-cut one, as we've discussed at the planning forum as well this morning. The landowner is just seeking approval. They've got some changes that they want to make. It's still within their building envelope. They're doing the right thing, which is good, and coming back to council for letting us know that they're changing certain things with their original design. They've had our planners look at it, and yet there's no issue with it, and it's all within the allowance. So basically, as the recommendation states, we're suggesting you support the amendments to this building envelope.
I'll read the officer recommendation that council approves the application for development approval submitted by William Temby to modify the building envelope on Lot 102, number 275, O'Connell Road, Wandering, as per the application dated 20th of April 2026. Thank you, Councillor Hanson, for moving, and seconded by Councillor Cowan. Any comment from either of you? Anybody opposed to that? Okay, can I have a show of hands of those in favour of accepting that? Thank you very much. That's carried 6-0. Okay. Item 13 is 13.1. Chief Executive Officer reports is 13.1 Puckeridge Bridge signs.
To the chair, so these signs, as we discussed in our planning forum, are for the Pumphreys Bridge upgrade project, if you may. There's three signs. The signs have been developed in by PHCC, which is the Peel Harvey Catchment Council, in consultation with the stakeholders, which includes the Wilmin Corporation, CWA Lions, and the Shire. The attachment shows you what will go on each sign. There are more signs to come, so there will be opportunity to acknowledge and recognize the other groups and stakeholders that are part of Pumphreys Bridge and the history of that area. So just to be very clear for anyone listening to the recording, this is not the end of it, and if you are not on these three signs, there will be the opportunity moving forward for that story to be captured on future signs. But this agenda item is for council to approve the signs, because that is part of the process of erecting a sign on Shire property, is that the council approves the signage.
So the officer recommendation is that council, one, endorses the content and artwork of the three signs, which have been reviewed and agreed to by all stakeholders involved in the project led by PHCC. Two, approves the installation of the three signs at Pumphreys Bridge at the locations outlined in the map. So there's plenty of information there for people to look at. Can I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Cowan, thank you. Seconder, thank you. Councillor Hanson. Do you want to speak to that?
Only about the picture
that
was mentioned earlier about the fire, toning that down so it doesn't look so out of place.
Yes.
Please.
Agree with that. No other comments in relation to that? Anybody want to speak against it? No. Okay, can I have a show of hands of those in favour of accepting those? Thank you. That's carried 6-0. Okay. 13.2. Shire of Wandering. Policy manual review. Policy number one.
To the chair, so policy number one is the code of conduct for elected members. We have reviewed this policy recently. The reason we are re-reviewing it is because we adopt the model code of conduct policy as developed by the State Department, and they updated their version in January this year. And so we were advised that any council such as ours that adopts their policy needs to re-adopt the adopted version.
Okay, so the officer recommendation is that council adopts the following policies with any amendments made. Policy 1, Model Code of Conduct. Can I have a mover, please, for that? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Seconder, Councillor Latham, thank you. Do you want to speak to that?
No, Madam President.
No, thank you.
Anyone who wants to speak against it? Okay, can I have a show of hands of those in favour, please, of accepting that? Thank you. Carried 6-0. Providing or by decision of the meeting. As far as I know, there's none. There are no item 16, confidential reports, nil. Item 17, we are closing the meeting at 3:52 p.m.